Kurt Kimmel is on the line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers and discuss some of what's been happening in the trade. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Hey, tell me all about the rally we have in the grains and oil seeds this morning.
Yeah, we're seeing some follow-through buying take place here this morning. Follow-through from Friday is kind of important because we had the report out and everybody saw the numbers, digested the numbers, and there's some urgency to be a little bit of a buyer here, mainly commodity fund buying. They probably got a little too short. They did receive a few short-term buy signals promoting some buying and some end-user buying, too. Some of these end-users just aren't covered, and they're trying to get a little coverage on, but they're in no hurry knowing that, harvest activity is going to pick up as we move forward here. Kind of the magic numbers to watch, December corn futures around this 394 and a quarter area. That's kind of a key area to watch here. If we can get above that, they'll start talking about 405, 406. November bean wise, this 890 area, if we can kind of clear it, they'll start talking about 907. So got the momentum up. Now, whether we follow through here, we'll see, because with harvest activity just around the corner, it's going to be hard to get too bullish here right at the moment, Todd.
Okay, so my guess is that one of the questions producers is asking this morning, some of those that might be a little more risk takers, that is whether or not they should plan on a higher October, and if that is the case, whether they want to protect to the upside their potential payments for crop insurance. Do you have any good advice?
Well, I would not do it right here. We've had a pretty good bounce off the low. I hate to get too bullish right here. If you sell your cash grain and you want to replace, you got to do about the same day. Because what happened last year, everybody got negative and we'll sell the cash grain, we'll buy it back on a fall low. Well, 1st of October, the market did nothing but go straight up in the winter. Beans rallied over $1.60, $1.70. Core rallied 80, 85 cents straight up. If you want to do it right, sell your cash grain and buy something to replace it. Being long in the field and long on the board Texas hedge, I would not do that right here. I think there's plenty of time to do that strategy, but just not today.
Okay, that was really the question I wanted to know. That's a very good answer. Of course, it's your answer, so it's a good answer, right?
Yeah. And to follow up with that, if you're going to do some replacement stuff, you got to get in a position you're comfortable with so you got some staying power, because you're trading against computers and robots, and it's going to get everybody bullish at the top and bearish at the bottom. The important thing is having a strategy that you've got some staying power so you don't get spooked out.
Yeah, meaning you have to have enough money in the bank to handle the margin calls.
Well, that's part. A good banker is helpful, but you got to be in a position where you've got some coverage on, yes.
Okay, so tell me about the rest of the day, what your expectations are for the rest of the week, maybe some fundamentals on the ground if you've been hearing anybody that was in the field over the weekend.
Well, typically right off the bat, we're up today, we'll say turnaround Tuesday, of course, but I don't know if Wayne's going to get his way tomorrow. down market. This is day two. Oftentimes when the funds do buy, if they're serious about it, it runs in three-day increments. So we might hold together here first part of the week. The challenge is going to be the second part of the weekend here, see if demand goes away or not, because the key is demand. We've got to have this demand pick up, and it's there. It's just at what price level. The other part of the question on yields and what we're hearing from the producer out in the field, it's everything you've dreamed of or heard or want to hear. Corn yields anywhere from 190 to 280. Then we've heard some yields anywhere from 20 to 90 bushels on the downside. Bean yields 60 to 75, and we've heard some 35, 40 bushels. So it's just about anything and everything. Biggest thing is corn's drier than what people think or expected. So it's like, hurry up and let's get going here. And also, too, it seems like everything's going to be ready all at once. And it's kind of like, well, we're going to have to get the beans, but this corn's going to still be able to stand. So it's a challenge out there. I guess when you look at the big picture here, yields down in corn probably 15-20% in most areas here in the east. So compared expectations. Then the next question would be, well, what was expectations? But the moral of the story is the crops out there, we're going to debate the size of this clearing in the next year.
All right. Anything to look forward to? We have the grain stocks at the end of the month of September. Still thinking about China and the outside markets, I suppose, too.
Yeah, China is a concern. The way they're doing business within their nation itself on grains is a little bit of a concern. We've got to keep an eye on that. But we've got to remember, though, they got a bunch of people to feed, so they're just not going to disappear from the marketplace as a whole. Sales have picked up to Asia, which is kind of encouraging, but we need to make sure those sales stay strong because, these beans got to be shipped out here before late winter so they can focus on the southern hemisphere. And that's the second thing we got to continue to watch. We're continuing to lose market share in the world market. So we want to make sure we get this stuff sold and shipped because we just don't want to lose our export share to these other countries. So there's several things to watch. But as a whole, when you back up and look at the big picture, we're kind of in the mindset that we're going to have some type of pre-harvest fall low, then see some recovery in the winter. It might not go as high as we want it to, but we feel producers are going to store this stuff and kind of hang on and see what happens in this winter.
Hey, thanks so much. Look forward to our conversation this afternoon.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
You too. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here from WILL AM 580.